If our good friend Arjun Singh is listening in Jaisalmer, India right now, this will captivate him to no end, because cricket is the game of choice in India. And we have cricket coming back to our area once again. The Salisbury Cricket Club has their event coming up, the annual charity cricket match and children's fair, coming up tomorrow, 10 to 4. At Community Field in Salisbury, Connecticut. And I do believe this is the second or third year we've spoken to David Shillingford about the event. David, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be joining you.
So now, how many years have you been doing this now?
This will be the fourth year.
The fourth year. And this year, not only benefiting the ambulance, but also the Jane Lloyd Fund, right?
That's correct. Yes.
So for people that are listening now and not familiar how this whole thing organized and what goes on, first of all, for the people that have not heard about it before, how did you organize this? How did you organize a cricket club in Salisbury and come up with the idea to have it at Community Field?
Well, so these things tend to sort of come about by chance, but in talking to another friend from the UK, we were joking about having a game of cricket, and we wondered if there were enough people around to actually have a game. And once we'd decided that we might be able to pull it off, we then needed to find a cricket pitch, which, as maybe some of your listeners will know, needs to be extremely flat and large. So finding space from the town and people to help us out prepare the pitch made us think, well, let's partner with the town. We'll do this and maybe raise some money for the local ambulance. So we have the recreation department helping us out, and Metcalf brings his heavy roller down to prepare the pitch. And frankly, my wife does 90% of the organizing.
Now, I'm going to take a guess here, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that you've got support from, Bernie Metcalf, the White Hart Salisbury Wines, Elise Harney, and Churchill Brothers. Is there anybody else that I'm leaving out? Because, of course, this all makes it possible for not only you to hold the event, but to make money to hand over to the charities.
Yes, it does indeed. And I would say that Emmett Huffy Painting, Ben Metcalf, and Hendricks Churchill have been the biggest supporters. You listed a few others. I would add Lakeville Wine and Spirits and Salisbury Wines and Ackley Brown to that list. So we gain a couple each year, and we're very grateful for that, and it helps out Jane Lloyd Fund in the ambulance. So it's great.
All right. So now, on top of the cricket. Now, this, by the way, this all runs basically from 10 to 4, 11 to 4.
Yep. We'll start playing the game at 10, and the games and the fair for the kids kicks off around 11.
What does the fair now? By the way, there is no admission to come to this. But if people want to make donations, they can make donations, right?
Correct. Yeah, the players are always generous with their donations, as are the spectators. We sell T-shirts and caps with the Salisbury Cricket Club logos on them. Sell food, and raise a bit of money from the children's fair, but that's mainly there for fun.
Now, if people come by and are watching the game, is this a loose enough gathering where if somebody wants to learn some of the basics of cricket, that you guys can help them?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bridge too far, but it's certainly one of the aims is to teach people the rules of cricket, or at least to explain a couple of the things that are going out in the pitch. And anyone who's dressed in white, one hopes, will know the rules. That'll be the players, but there's a few other knowledgeable people around, and we'll have a PA system with someone doing their best to explain what just happened.
Now, how many players actually do you have show up for this and participate in it?
Well, see, you need 11 on each side, and at last count we had 22.
Wow!
So we got our fingers crossed for that.
And you've got all ages and sizes, right?
We do. I mean, over the last couple of years, I think the oldest player has been in his 70s, and the youngest was still a teenager. So, and by the way, I think that year they were the best two players. So that's what that says for the rest of us.
So now, where does one buy cricket supplies around here?
I don't know. I think the short answer is online.
That's right. I hate to say that because you like to promote local business. But now, is this the type of sport? Is cricket kind of like baseball and golf in the way that, depending on who you play with and learn with, this is something that you can just play from a kid till you're obviously a senior citizen?
I think so. Yeah, it probably. I suspect I'll be playing golf a few years later than I'll be playing cricket. There's certainly a bit of a physical element to it, but having the right technique is the key. And certainly at this level, you don't necessarily have to be in top physical form, which is good news for most of us.
Well, I think what something you pointed out, by the way, we're speaking this morning once again here on Robert and Radio with David Chillingford, and we're talking about the Salisbury Cricket Club. They are having their event and children's fete coming up on Saturday, and once again, it's held at Community Field in Lakeville, Connecticut, and it runs from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Now, Bernie Metcalf has been pressing down your pitch. Are you going to need him to do it anymore, seeing as we've had a little bit of rain up through this morning? It's going to be a beautiful day, by the way, tomorrow. But is the pitch all set?
Yeah, I think we're in good shape. We've got a bit of cutting to do, so we'll wait until the rain finishes for that. But Ben showed up with pretty much his biggest roller, and it's about as flat as it's ever going to be in the parts that it needs to be. Again, for the standard we're playing, I think we're in very good shape.
All right, and once again, I think to point out, which you mentioned in the course of speaking this morning, is that a majority of the funds that you raise comes from your very generous 22 contributors. Now, do they come from all over the tri-state region, or are they fairly local?
They're fairly spread out. There's a fair amount of them that live locally, or at least have houses locally. But we have people coming in from Boston and Philadelphia, and of course when you draw a map of where everyone was born, it goes even further afield.
Yeah. You know what's great? This is what's great about living in this area. Over the past two weekends, with this weekend and last weekend, we had the Morris dancers descend on our area, and they come from all over the Northeast to do their tours and their grand processional. And it's a nice international feel, and it's something that you don't see everywhere. And I think when you first started off this, did you have any idea that that this would become an annual event when you first did this? Because now, actually, I think people really do look forward to this.
I'm not sure we did really. No, I think we're a little surprised that A, we could find enough people to play, and B, that there was so much interest. Maybe fascination is a better word around watching the game itself. And I think the children's fair makes a big difference as well. So it's a good outing for the family.
Well, once again, Community Field in Lakeville, Connecticut. You can park off of Petty Street, and there's plenty of parking there. There's plenty of places to park now in Salisbury. There's no admission. You can make a donation. There's kids' activities. There's the cricket match. There's information. And it all benefits the, of course, Ambulance Squad and the Jane Lloyd Fund. And I guess, once again, a tip of the cap to you and your volunteers and your players that donate their time to play, David, to help out a couple of worthwhile charities in our area.
Well, thank you very much, Marshall.
All right, hey, have a it's called a match, right?
Yes. Okay. I would say match rather than game, but the two both work.
All right, have a good match tomorrow and enjoy the good weather. All right.
Very good.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much,
Marshall. All right, bye-bye. So once again, that is the Salisbury Cricket Club invading our area with the game of cricket, and it all is to raise funds once again for Salisbury Ambulance and the Jane Lloyd Fund. Tomorrow, 10 to 4, Community Field in Lakeville. By the way, they are on Facebook if you're looking for it, Salisbury Cricket Club.